This week's show with Maureen Laughlin of Needlework Tours and Cruises is sponsored by Avalia Folk Embroidery. In a recent conversation with needleworkers, we were talking about a trend some were seeing to stitch projects that could be used instead of framed and hung on walls. Avalia Folk Embroidery came to mind immediately for everyone in the conversation because so many of designer Krista West's projects are created to be used as table runners, under bowls or vases on small tables, in bread baskets, and for many other interior design situations. Krista is always creating new designs. Her latest are Balkan Quartet, a new sampler design featuring four Balkan motifs in a classic red, blue, and black color palette on 30-count Greek linen in vanilla. And the second is Florina, a sweet little floral design that is reminiscent of a garden worked in summery colors on traditional ground cloth 26-count in white. Visit AvaliaFolkEmbroidery.com to see these and all of Krista's designs, and sign up for the Avalia newsletter to be notified of new designs as they become available. Thanks to Avalia Folk Embroidery for sponsoring the show, and now, our conversation with Maureen Laughlin of Needlework Tours and Cruises. Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr, and you are listening to Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for needlework artists. Our artist this week, something very different this week, from Needlework Tours and Cruises, Maureen Laughlin. Maureen, welcome.
Hello, Gary. Nice to be with you.
This is going to be interesting. Okay, so we're doing tours and cruises for needlework people. And
That's right.
You have a touring background, but also needlework?
Yes, I might start by saying that my love of needlework started when I was 8 years of age, starting off with knitting, and then moved into embroidery at 23 years of age. However, I've had an extensive background of taking people overseas, both travel agents and corporate accounts, and I did that for several decades. And essentially after that, I thought, well, I'm going to put together a tour that I'd like to do and just let's see how it goes. And voila, 15 years later, it's just going wonderfully well.
Still going. All right. So how do you get in the travel world? Is it you just love to travel, so you figure out a way to make a living at it?
Yes. Look, I started off as a secretary, truth be known, to the national sales manager of a company called Jet Set Tours at the time. And they were very big in the 80s with package tours. So I worked for a chap called Gary. And after a couple of years of shorthand and typing, I'm showing my age, Gary suggested, he said, look, you've got a great personality. He said I should be in sales. I was more suited. So I moved across into a sales role, and I then took both travel agents and corporate accounts overseas, and just loved it. That was where I was meant to be. So so it just went on from there.
All right. So living in Australia, but most of your tours and activities are in Europe. That's a lot of hours in airplanes.
It does mean a lot of hours in airplanes, yes, for sure. I don't have a fear of flying, so that's all good. Basically we started off in the UK. We knew that there was a lot of beautiful stately homes that are glorious hotels located there. And we also were aware that, of course, you've got some wonderful RSN-trained, Royal School of Needlework-trained tutors. And together with the history and the beautiful collections that are available to us, we put two and two together. And, of course, these days we're finding that the seasoned traveller doesn't really want to do just a general tour running around. They'd rather now be with like-minded people pursuing their passions. So that's certainly been what's happened here. It's just taken off.
Now, that's interesting. So the conventional tours of here's the hot spot for the day, go walk around and look at it and get on the bus and on the boat and go to the next one, people would rather have something focused on their interests then. That's interesting.
Yeah, we're certainly finding that. We've been finding that for a lot of years now. You know, there is a company out here that does garden tours, and they get garden experts, and, you know, obviously they'll incorporate things like the Chelsea Flower Show or the Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. But in our case, it's very needlework focused.
Hmm. Well, it makes it easy to define your audience, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There's no problems with finding the audiences. There's lots of passionate people about, for sure. Yeah.
So we'll get to the World Needlework Convention, because that's like a 3-hour discussion. But your cruises now, your cruises are on hold because of COVID, I assume. Are you planning to restart those, or what's your plan?
Yes. We've been doing the needlework cruises since 2012. They are a hit. We've had anything from 150 to 350 on board a cruise.
Oh, my.
However, you're right. As a result of COVID, we've had to postpone it all. But we're now looking at doing a cruise. We're coming up to your neck of the woods, actually, in end of March 2025. So that will be a cruise that leaves from Melbourne, Sydney, cruises through the Fijian Islands, Pango, Hawaiian Islands, and then on to Vancouver. So that will be very exciting, yes.
Yeah, so that's in 2025 then?
Yes, end of March 2025.
I assume that's because you just have to plan so far ahead and booking everything.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, long-term stuff. So tell me when we get to that point, what's a cruise like? What, as a needleworker, how am I going to experience that cruise?
Okay. Well, Simon, my husband, and I have booked what we call a very large online booking system. And basically, somebody just keys into our website, www.needleworktours.com.au. AU for Australia, of course, and they click on what it is they're interested in, be it a tour, the convention, of course, or a cruise, and then the system will take you through. So you just browse all of the projects that are on offer. In terms of cruising, we'll have about 25 tutors on board, and the customers just go online, click the three projects that they want to do, and essentially just turn up with their basic needlework kit, i.e. needles and scissors and so forth, and the classes take place whilst we're at sea. Obviously, once we're in port, both husbands and wives or partners will more than likely get off and have a look around, but we also have a private sewing area that is available to all of the guests on the port days as well. So plenty of opportunity to get their projects well down the track. So, yeah, it's fabulous. It goes very, very well.
So this is heaven for a needleworker. Hours and hours at sea in a room stitching, and then every now and then you get a little break and go walk around, then come back and do some more stitching. Excellent.
Absolutely. And we used to take on 150 sewing machines because we had passionate quilters as well.
Oh, my.
Now we tend to, you can imagine logistically, that's a bit of a nightmare because you've got to plug in all of the machines, etc. So now we tend to do more hand applique, which is also very popular. So, catering to all types. We even have knitters and crocheters on board. So, yeah, it's fantastic. So
you get the whole mix then. That's great. Yeah.
We do.
And then, of course, on the ship then is other passengers and the full amenities, the meals, the drinks, the entertainment, the whole bit.
That's it. You just missed out on cocktails there, Gary. Plenty of cocktails.
Ah, okay. Just don't spill them on your needlework. Yep. Well, that sounds fun. So how many of these cruises do you try to do in a year? 3, 4?
We've only ever done 2 a year because we're so busy with the tour part of the business as well. So, we usually do 2 cruises a year. Yeah. So
the tour part is dominating your time now, huh?
It is really. The tours start up in August, and the first one is our beautiful French needlework tour. So essentially, the guests arrive in France, in Paris. We pick them up from the airport, bring them to our welcome hotel, which is always 4.5 stars. So, beautiful hotels.
Right.
And we go from there basically. So we might start the first day with a little sightseeing and visiting the local needlework shops, and then we bring our tutors into our Paris location, if we're talking about the French tour, and then we move off into the countryside and go to Bayeux, and of course we see the tapestry, bring in a few tutors into our Bayeux accommodation. And then we do things like the Bowen Needle Factory, and also Monet's garden. We can't leave that out,
No.
and his beautiful house. So the French tour kicks off in August. We then move on to our English tours, often operating sort of into the Cotswolds, out of London. Into the Cotswolds, up into the Lake District, or wherever that particular tour is going. They vary slightly. We are running at the moment what we call Queen to Queen tours. So that essentially means anything from Queen Elizabeth I right through to our late monarch that only, of course, passed away last year. So it's all the stitching in between that period. So medieval, Elizabethan, loads of historical needlework and a little contemporary work as well. So caters to all passions.
So we get a full run. What I'm sensing here, I've been to Europe just a handful of times, and the last couple of
Right.
trips, we actually got to get out of the main cities, and then I really came to appreciate the last one was in Germany, and you get out in the country, and I really came to appreciate the small towns and the beautiful old architecture and narrow streets. So you're getting people out of the main city and to see other parts of the country then.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, going back to our French tour, we sort of stay in Chantilly, which is a beautiful area. It has the most amazing chateau on a moat and incredible history. And yet loads of visitors don't really go there, and it's the most magnificent town. So, and that goes for Italy, our Italian tour. We start off in Milan, we go up to Lake Como. A ferry trip up to Bellagio, and then a beautiful villa we stay in Romano Canavese called Villa Matilda. And of course, we bring each and every tutor into those hotels that we're staying in right throughout northern Italy in our case.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we do needlework that is related to Italy.
Right.
So techniques like Ars Penicillensis, Ricamo Bandiera, Punto Antico, all of those sorts of things. So for the avid needleworker, and I must say, we cater for all levels. We've often got two or three tutors on hand, and we bring everyone up to speed. So it's not something to be scared of. It's just a beautiful small group of 15 on our tours. And fabulous stitching, lots of laughter, perfect for the solo traveller. And look, there's nothing not to like. I know I'm sounding biased, but I'll never tire of it, Gary. I'll never tire of it.
Well, that was going to be my next question because a trip like that to maybe an entry-level needleworker would seem intimidating, but you make sure that they get the help they need and that they can have just as much success as advanced stitchers then.
Of course, yes, of course. It's very handheld, only being small groups on our tours. We cater for beginners right through to advanced. So, nothing to be intimidated by. And most of our ladies, I might add, we have a 96% return rate of guests. So I think we're doing something right. And the ladies will perhaps start at what they feel is beginner level, and they don't feel intimidated at all. It's very friendly, And by the time they leave, they're well on their way to being quite accomplished.
Yeah. And I am impressed that you can pronounce all the Italian techniques. That's impressive. Yep. So is it are country oriented? Is that generally how your tours work? Sounds, but
Yes.
in England you can bust it up into all kinds of themes.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's right. So we started off 15 years ago with just doing Southwest England, Bath, and down to Devon and Cornwall. And we've extended on that, of course, over the years. We now also have a Northern England, Scotland, and Ireland tour. We stay in beautiful castles and lovely accommodation whilst we're in Edinburgh and places like that. And move across to Ireland and get involved or immersed in some of the Irish needlework, like Montmellic, for example, and Irish lace making. So that covers off England. We now, as I say, we do France and Italy, but we also do India. We started India in 2020. We're virtually five star in England, sorry, in India, because we have to be. And if you've never been to India, oh my word, this is the way to go. It's another level, really. It's British Raj type service. We stay in a wonderful palace called Samode Palace, which is in 1,000 places to stay before you die, would you believe? It's a 450-year-old palace, which is very sparkly and amazing. And we have a plethora of tutors on hand. We also bring in Jenny Aidan-Christie from the UK right at the end to teach whilst we're in Delhi at the beautiful Imperial Hotel, and she takes us through a couple of days stitching with her, which is just
Yeah,
wonderful. So,
that'd be okay. Yeah, I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Actually, just on the next one, Gary, we've got one going in March next year to India, and we've got, excuse me, we've got nine non-stitchers coming, including husbands. So, obviously, we do lots of the local sites like Taj Mahal and a tour around Delhi, and lots of sites and things in Jaipur and Agra. So yeah, it's very but look, most of our tours are actually double, double sex, if you like, if I'm being politically correct there, because lots of ladies want to bring their husbands, and the husbands often don't want to sew. So we'll find something for them to do. Of course, if we're in England, they'll go off and do a war museum or a car museum or Churchill's war rooms. Yeah, there's loads of things that are interesting for both sexes. So it works. It's a win-win. Yes.
Yeah, I'm having visions of a husband going dress shopping with a wife and just sitting in that chair by the dressing rooms.
Oh, hopefully not too much of that. That's pressure that the ladies don't need.
No kidding. No, well, that's great, because I was going to ask you if you have mostly couples. So it sounds like there is a good portion are couples then. That's great.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So obviously the group can then extend to, as I say, in India, it's not stopped at 15. It's now 27. And that's because we have so many men coming. So, yeah, they like to be in a small group. They like things to be a little bit upmarket. They love the history. Obviously, a lot of these stately homes, etc., come with beautiful gardens. So after we sew, we'll walk the gardens, and it's yeah, and then have a lovely dinner. Someone's cooking your dinner, and your room's also serviced as well. What is there not to like?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hit you up for some contacts for stitchers, designers in India, because I've had a hard time getting
Yes.
those. That's a whole
Oh, well,
different
we can
world
help
of
out with
needlework.
that. Yes, we can certainly help you with that.
Yeah,
Yes.
I'll take the help. I'll take the help. No, that's
Right.
great. So India is a new, relatively new venture.
look, we started in 2020. We had two groups going in the January. And we got back on the 31st, or we left Delhi on the 31st of January. And of course, COVID was just starting to take off.
Yeah.
Our government here were very proactive. And there was several signs here that this was going to be something that we had to buckle down on. So, of course, in no time at all, then they closed the borders. So
right.
There was no travel. So as such, so yeah. So 2020, we took two groups to India, and then we started up again in last year.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we're off and running in India, and yeah, and then you know the places we stay, they still have all of the protocols in place for COVID, but yeah, no, we've remained unscathed from it all, so yeah, so all
well,
good.
That's good, yeah, that's good, yep. Probably didn't
yes.
hurt to have a year, and a half just to kind of catch your breath and rethink things, I would guess, yeah.
Well, this is family business actually, Gary, so our youngest daughter and her fiance have a needlework kit part of the business,
oh.
which I've got to say kept us all afloat. They've got a warehouse and that kept us all afloat during COVID. So that was wonderful. And being a family business, our eldest daughter who, you know, she's just not long had her first child and is well on the way to having her second child now,
yeah.
she often gets involved in our graphic side of things. So yeah, so we just head down and kept busy and redid the website and did all of those things that you do while you're in our case locked in. Melbourne was the most locked in city, I believe, in the world.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, you guys were just shut right down, weren't you? Yeah.
We were, yes. So yes. Yeah. So we often have a giggle about Tasmania because the front page of their paper at the beginning of COVID headlines, we've got a moat and we're not afraid to use it. so that was, you've got to see the funny side in all of this,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah.
So,
no, I follow a cyclist who lives in Tasmania and goes out for extended bike rides by herself just out in the wilderness, which is really wild wilderness there, and
yes.
all through COVID, I think she was the only one that was really enjoying it because she could just go wherever she wanted, and nobody could stop
yes.
her because yeah, nobody's going to chase her down
yes.
in the woods.
Yes, whereas in Melbourne, we were down to one person only was allowed to leave the house for 1 hour at a time and could go no more than 5 kilometres.
Oh,
so so it was quite strict, but with the needlework, tapestry and various other crafts, embroidery and so forth, and paint by numbers and things, diamond dots, it kept us all going. So we were busy one way or another.
Right, yeah. For everyone in the needlework world, the pandemic was a time to really ramp up. Boy, it really got...
Yes.
It really got crazy there for a while. What happened to those diamond dots? That was kind of like about 2 weeks, I think, and then I didn't hear anything more about them. Are people still doing them?
Oh, people are still doing them, yes. Our
okay.
Our daughter's business is going exceedingly well. It's quite a big market, the diamond dots, yes. So, yes, yes.
Okay, well, I need to guess I'm not connected with that world. That's okay. that's okay. One thing, doing the research, I was really impressed with the lineup of tutors that you get. You get, I mean, just every single one of them is top flight. Many of them I've interviewed, but names that we hear all the time, and that really spoke to the quality of the tours and cruises that you have. Is that I know I'm going to be learning from some of the best.
Absolutely, yes. As I say, we started in the United Kingdom, and we tapped into tutors that had done their 3-year apprenticeship through the Royal School of Needlework.
Yeah.
And of course, then when we were taking cruises out of Australia, we also have an incredible bank of amazing expertise here in Australia. So we'd often get Australian and New Zealand tutors on board the cruises because, you know, predominantly they were leaving from Australia. And then, of course, you know, with all of our research and our network, we've just advanced that over the years into specialist tutors of France, specialist tutors of Italy, really, really highly skilled people. Yes, so unfortunately, my needlework pales into insignificance compared to these people, but I guess I'm not there to teach. I enjoy it. I'll give anything a go. But it's really about our guests having a ball and having a great time. So.
Right. How do you deal with the language barriers?
Well, that's not a problem. We usually have in France, our assistant tour guide is English born, but has lived in France for 15 years. So she's fluent in French. One of our tutors down in Bayeux, she always comes with her daughter, who's fluent in English, so that's not a problem. Likewise in Italy, no problem there. So language is no problem. So
yeah, well, that's good to hear, because I know that would make some people nervous. But the few trips I've been to Europe, it just amazes me how everybody there is able to get by in two or three languages and at least communicate enough to function. It just impresses me because I struggle with English by itself. I don't need another.
Yes. 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 Yeah. No, we manage that very well with, you know, interpreters and, no problem at all. So, And I might add that we do have international guests join us on our tours. Most of them speak good English, but we always get by anyway if they're struggling a little. So, so not a problem. Yeah.
Well, like music, needlework kind of is its own common language. Just the stitches all get made the same, the threads and the needles and everything. So we can at least show if you can't speak it. So, yeah.
Yes, 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 yeah. And look, sometimes we'll have a giggle in France. I remember a few years back we were being taught in some a workshop with the thread place, and we had some cakes for morning tea, and the sun was streaming in on the cakes, and our French tutor said, "Oh, mon Dieu, the icing is leaving the cake." So, you know, of course, our interpretation of that is it's melting.
Yeah.
It's all, look, my first motivation with these tours has always been to nurture the solo travellers and make sure that everybody has a ball and has fun and is with like-minded people, pursuing their passions and enjoying it. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you've got this World Needlework Convention coming up that Inspirations Magazine is involved in to whatever degree. October 5 to 15. It's quite an event.
That's right,
yeah,
yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, well, this has been a few years in the making. I should say at this point we were destined to come to Hawaii for this. This was all taking place in 2019. We were steaming ahead, we thought, and then of course COVID hit, and then the other thing was it's very hard for us to get craft people into the US when the US deems that they've already got those skills there.
Oh.
So we just couldn't quite make Hawaii work because obviously that's an idyllic location. So we moved it to London, So October 5 to 15, yes, this year in London. If people get their flights organised, there's an easy transfer to London that they're reimbursed for. And our startup hotel is the Paddington Hilton. We spend the first day going to the knitting and stitching show. And we'll have a good few hours there.
Now, that's a big show, isn't it?
It's a very big show. I've been there several times over the years at what they call Ali Pali, Alexandra Palace. We'll have a good few hours there because there's lots of European providers and people that you don't come across.
Uh-huh.
So, and then we're moving on to the Crown to Couture exhibition at Kensington Palace. Which has, amazing things, obviously connected to the coronation, of course, being earlier this year. So
right.
That's a wonderful exhibition that we'll all enjoy, I know. The next 2 days we'll be spending with our first tutor, learning our first project at the Hilton in London. We have lots of guest speakers before hours, after hours, lots of entertainment. Then we move via Parham House, which has an amazing needlework collection. We'll have lunch and afternoon tea there, and then on to our stately home accommodation for the next 5 nights. And that's a place called Luton Hoo. Now, Luton Hoo, for those that don't know, Queen Elizabeth II had her honeymoon there. So it's very palatial and in a marvellous setting. There's a beautiful parterre garden. There's a spa. There's everything we need. So we've got loads of tutors coming, of course. There's 28 tutors attending this event from lots of places from all over the world.
I know that was something. You got, what, nine days and you've got 28 tutors. Boy, you wouldn't
No, it's 11 days.
No way you'd attend that and miss out or feel like you didn't get something out of it. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, it's actually 11 days, Gary. So,
I can't do math. It is, yes.
Yeah, 11 days. And we have probably the world's best kept secret is our tutor sale night. So people like Di Van Niekerk, for example, from South Africa, she comes with a plethora of magnificent kits. So essentially they all bring a shop. And Simon, my husband, always says, there's going to be a stampede. Watch out for these scissor-wielding ladies and gents. It's absolutely fabulous. So, that's something not to be missed, as well as all of the other speeches and gala dinner we have in the beautiful dining room that is set up for us with a string quartet. Just fabulous things. So it's just going to be something that we hope passionate needleworkers don't miss, because it's the first of its kind, and we have tutors coming in from all parts of the world. And there's just loads of things to see and do and experience, and to be with like-minded people, of course, is just wonderful.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going home with a bag full of Di Van Niekerk's dyed ribbon.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy smokes, it's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. So as well as that, we also, of course, have, being in England, we have a lot of, I think we've got 9 or so UK tutors coming with their wonderful array of historical needleworks. And, we're making an authentic Elizabethan sweet bag from the 16th century. There's just loads of things when they comb through our website. There's something for all. There's even Fiona Weems from the School of Weems, Royal School of Weems up in Scotland. She's coming down and she's teaching ladies beautiful tapestries. There's one there called Mary Queen of Scots. And in fact, she'll tell the story of her family castle, which her son is about to take over. It's a place where Mary Queen of Scots, who herself was an avid embroiderer, met her husband, Lord Darnley. So tremendous stories, tremendous historical things that, you know, people just really, I urge them, if they can, see their way to attend.
Yeah.
There's never been anything like it. It'll be absolutely fabulous. So.
Yeah, and you even have Margaret Lee. Oh, I'd spend an afternoon with Margaret Lee. Wow.
Yes, isn't she tremendous? And that bird, that she's doing the blue wren. Well, you can't even see that it's been embroidered.
Right.
It's just, it's magnificent. So, so we have Jackie Carey. She's our specialist tutor doing an Elizabethan sweet bag. And it has all of the needlewoman skills. So there's tassel making and things like that incorporated, goldwork braiding and Elizabethan motifs. So that's her, that's the specialist class. But, you know, there's everything. There's tapestry, there's ribbon work, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So I urge your customers to perhaps get online and see what we're about. It's www.needleworktours.com.au and click on convention. And it's all listed there, including the presentations, but, of course, all 83 or 84 projects that are on offer. So, something for everyone, Gary. Yeah.
Take me through now, if I want to attend, take me through, I register, obviously, on your website. Yeah, I've been through all that. I drooled over all the things that are being offered there. But take me through that. Is it up to me then to get my flight to London? Or is that part of what you can arrange? How does, where do you begin end?
Right, okay. Well, we do have a very accomplished agent here in Australia that they've been in business for about 25 years and they can organise everything from go to woe. That's not a problem. So we can start by doing your fares if you want. Or alternatively, we're aware of your flights, make us aware of your flights. We then ask you to get a transfer to the startup hotel. And most of the ladies are coming in, I think 99% are coming in by the express, Heathrow Express, straight to the Paddington Hilton, because there is a flybridge, takes you straight into the hotel. So it's very easy, only takes about 15 minutes, and we will reimburse them for that. And, of course, we'll be there to greet them. And we have a welcome pack for everybody and a list of a booklet sort of highlighting all of the events, all of the speeches, where you need to be, where and when. And it's all handheld from there. So I think we've got one lady at this stage coming on a walker. She's an avid embroiderer. We've even got a 92-year-old, bless her, coming from Adelaide, Australia. So it caters for young and old. And as I say, if anyone's nervous, it's not a problem. It's a very handheld event. And at this stage, 80% of our audience is American, coincidentally, and probably 70% of those are solo travellers. So some are bringing their significant other because there is so much to do, of course, in London, and also whilst we're at the fabulous Luton Hoo Hotel, it comes with a tremendous golf course and clay pigeon shooting and history talks and so forth. So it caters for both sexes. That's not a problem. So, So we can get involved in the travel component as much as you want us to be. And also, of course, once they get to London, it's very easy to catch that Heathrow Express straight to the Paddington Hilton, which is our opening hotel. It's got a flybridge into the back of the hotel, so it's very, very easy. From there, we'll be there to greet them with our staff and our tutors, Inspirations magazine, of course. We'll give them their welcome pack, which gives them all they need to know. We'll start with a dinner that night and a couple of speeches. The next morning, we're out to the knitting and stitching show
Yeah.
at Ali Pali, which is not to be missed. Then, as I say, the Crown to Couture exhibition at Kensington Palace. Back for another dinner. It's a buffet dinner, and then the first morning of stitching on the third day. So, we've got our first 2-day class in London. Lots of interesting talks from various tutors, we move via Parham House, various other places, see a fantastic needlework displays. Onto the old Guildhall, then across to Luton Hoo, where we have our gala dinner, and the stage is set then out in the beautiful English countryside at this magnificent estate, where you'll want for nothing, and we proceed then with our other glorious needlework classes. And I won't hesitate to not mention that we have this fabulous tutor sail event, which we always hold on board our cruises. And Gary, if you were there, you'd be knocked over in the rush.
That's
It's
dangerous. Those things are dangerous.
fantastic. Yeah. Simon always opens the doors, and there's almost a stampede. It's we get scared we're going to miss out, but that's never the case. We always ensure that the tutors are well stocked up. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, it must be a deadline to sign up for the event.
Well, I'm going to say Simon's out of the room currently, my husband. So I'll say, look, we'll probably take bookings till the early part of August,
Okay.
early part of September, because the event starts on the 5th of October. So, so probably early part of September, we'll have to close the bookings. It's going very well. As I say, there's a huge an American audience. They'll feel right at home if you guests that are listening. There's also many Canadians that are coming as well. So, beginning of September, I'd say, Gary, will be
Yeah.
the cut-off.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, is this going to be an annual thing? Are you looking at every year, every couple of years,
I would say every couple of years, and the reason for that is
just because it takes 2 years to put something like this together?
it's massive. It's massive, yes. We were well down the track with the Hawaiian one, we thought, but then we couldn't get the international tutors in for various problems, visas, or they thought you had the skills over there. That was a real stumbling block for us. So, we then moved across to London. And of course, London really is an idyllic place because we've got so much history.
Right.
And the I was born in the UK. The historical needlework is just fabulous. If you're an avid needleworker, you can't afford to miss this because there's loads of talks. We've got Robert Assant coming in from Hand and Lock. And that's a very old, I think, 17th century institution. They do a
Right.
lot of the gold working embroidery for the royal family and the military. And he's coming to talk on the various motifs that were included on the coronation gowns and robes this year,
That'd be
and
worth
what
it right
that
there.
means.
I'd be good. That'd be worth the trip right there just to learn about that.
Yes. Yes, that's right. So if anyone's avid about needlework, you know, whether they're a beginner or not, we'll certainly get them up to speed. We're a very friendly group. We're very handheld. If they're elderly, that's not a problem either. So there's also, as well as the full package, we're also offering day classes only. So there's two price points there. You know, they might want to get some local pub accommodation and then just join us on the daily classes. I would, if they can see their way clear, I would definitely encourage them to do the whole package because it is a dream. It's and look, I'm a needleworker and I'll never tire of it. I started, as I say, when I was 8, knitting, moved into cross stitch when I was 23, and then from there have taken on just about all techniques. I'll never get enough of it. My stash is currently about 350 projects, some finished, some unfinished.
Oh, wait,
I've got a
go
list.
back. Re repeat that. Repeat that, because that made me feel good. 350 projects.
Probably, Gary, and that's
Oh,
without a
thank
word
you.
of a lie. I've been
Thank you.
collecting a lot of projects for a lot of years. My husband just looks and says, you know, how long are you going to live? Well, I'm going to do my best to get into my 200s, probably. Yes, it's just, you know, I get enthusiastic and I'm not trying to do a sales pitch here. I say this because, as I mentioned before, 96%, 96% return rate on our tours, it's just beautiful. You'll think you've died and gone to heaven. It's a
Right.
needleworkers and knitters and crocheters, I should add, you know, dream. Because it's all going to be there, you know.
Right.
So,
Right.
yes.
I want to
So
meet
very exciting.
I want to meet the 92-year-old lady who's going to travel from Australia to England to do
Yes.
needlework. That's impressive.
Well, she joined us on a tour last year, and she met me at the desk at our startup hotel in Windsor, just opposite Windsor Castle, for one of the tours, one of the Queen to Queen tours. And her first words were, "I'm your antique." And she said, "I'm going to keep coming. I'm 92. I'm going to keep coming." She said, "Nearly all of my friends are either dead or demented." And I tell you, Gary, she gave us all a shot in the arm. You know, there was some ladies there. She said, "You know, I'm just sitting at home half the time." Certainly during COVID, we've all lost a couple of years. You know, there's a whole world out there, and there's a whole world of needlework. So, for your listeners, I would encourage them to, if they can see their way clear, if it's a bucket list trip, then fabulous. You know, just they'll be amongst like-minded people. They'll make lots of friends from all over the world, and we'll look after them. Absolutely look after them.
Outstanding. Oh, Maureen, that sounds exciting. So that's we want to go to say that website again.
So www.needleworktours, all one word, .com.au, AU for Australia.
Right. And that's where, and it's all laid out. I've been
It's all
through
laid
it.
out. So the
I've been
tours
through
are
it a
there,
couple
the
times. You can't
convention is
miss.
there. Yeah, the cruise hasn't gone up yet. That's the next cruise will be at the end of 2025, as I said before. It hasn't gone up yet because we're still putting all the tutors and the projects together. So that will go up probably, given what we've got on our plate, because we are only a small family business, it'll probably go up in the early part of next year. So there'll be probably a 12-month selling window for that one. But the convention, there's still places in loads of classes. We don't fill the classes, I might add. We cut them off. We're guided by each tutor as to how big the class can be to have obviously quality teaching. So we don't fill them so that they're sitting there for a long time. We also have angel teachers that are moving around the room to assist, and
Yeah,
they're
I wanted
highly
to ask you
accomplished as
about
well.
that. So every
Yes.
class has people that can go around and help, so everybody's going to get help if they need it.
Yes,
Oh, that's excellent.
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So, I think we've thought of all angles. We've been in this a long time. As I say, I've got an extensive travel background, guiding people all over the world. And, you know, I'm an avid needleworker. So, I mean, 15 years ago, who would have thought, Gary? I mean, I knew there was an audience.
Yep.
And it's kept us very, very busy since then with all the cruises and the tours and, yeah,
Yep.
fabulous.
Busy
So,
is good. Busy is good.
Yeah,
Yep.
busy is good. Busy is good. Yes.
All right, Maureen. Boy, this has been a treat. Thanks for sharing that. And people can go to the website and all of it's there. You guys did a nice job of laying that all out so that people can get all their questions answered. So Needlework Tours and Cruises, Maureen, thanks so much, and thanks to everyone for listening.